February 13th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Tomorrow is a holiday which celebrates love." Let's reflect for a moment how different the world would be if every heart was ruled by holy love. First and foremost, I would be placed back in my rightful position as King and Creator, as the center of all good. Every soul would focus his earthly existence on earning his place in heaven, as he should. Charity would rule every heart and the world itself. Therefore, there would be no need for a nuclear arms race. Borders of countries would be respected. Worldly goods would be commonly shared with empathy towards all in need. Since holy love embodies my commandments, obedience to my commandments would be like a constitution for the entire world. Such a state of grace and peace would fill every heart. The endless search for happiness which consumes hearts today would be realized in a closer relationship with me. I am describing to you a utopia on earth. However, free will chooses a different path. So tomorrow will be marked by a celebration of love which does not fill hearts, but is continually grasped for. Your perfect love and joy rests in a perfection in personal holiness and love of me. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.